This is Growing Cotton. The best thing you can put on your crop is your shadow. Your need to be in the field won't change, and the Cotton Research and Promotion Program was put into place to make sure you get the most from every minute you're out there. That's why the Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated work alongside growers to spur innovation, fund research, and foster sustainability so generations of farming families can walk the same turn rows for years to come. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Brad Rippey is a meteorologist with USDA on crop conditions.
45% of the cotton crop rated good to excellent. That is a 1-point improvement from last week. 27% very poor to poor. And that also is an improvement of 1 point, a 1-point drop from last week. We're still seeing the number being driven by the drought in Texas. And in that number one production state, 42% of the cotton is rated in very poor to poor condition, just 29% good to excellent. And that is really the main highlight, as we do see relatively good cotton conditions in other parts of the country.
And talking about boll opening,
37% of the U.S. cotton bolls open by September 6th. Slightly ahead of the five-year average of 34%, but behind last year's 41%. We do see cotton bolls ranging from 6% open in South Carolina to a nation-high 92% in Arizona. Despite some slower-than-normal progress in the Northern Delta and the Southeast, that national number is driven higher by the fact that we see 39% of the cotton bolls open in Texas, well ahead of the five-year average of 28%.
Learn more online, igrowcotton.com.